You're listening to Morning Edition on GPB. I'm Joshua Stewart. By definition, half the companies in any industry are below average, and somebody has to work at them. That's a quote from a Fast Company article written by Brian Miller. So if you're at one of these bottom half companies, can you still do great work? Brandon Smith is here to talk about that. Good morning.
Good morning.
Seems to me if you feel like you're at a bad company, you're not going to really be motivated to do good work. Am I wrong about that?
It depends on two things. One, how necessary it is for you to be inspired by leadership. If you're at one of those bottom companies, often one of the reasons why it's bottom, leadership is just not very strong, not really rallying people together and moving them forward. So if that's important to you, it's probably going to be very difficult for you to be a high performer and really get a lot out of it. Now, on the other hand, if you are a rock star or even just semi-rock star, and you're at a low-performing company, huge opportunity for you to really shine, and it won't be that hard. Think about a Major League Baseball pitcher. You know, in Major League Baseball, he might just be middle of the rotation. You know, pitches down at AAA, he's like number one in the rotation. He's fantastic.
You know, I kind of like this idea of making the best of a bad situation, which is sort of how this strikes me. What can I do to motivate myself to do remarkable work in a below average or maybe even just an average company?
It reminds me, I was a Boy Scout. No surprise there, probably.
Color me shocked.
Yeah, I know. One of the more famous Boy Scout mottos, other than be prepared, is always leave your campsite better than you found it. And I love that motto for this situation. What is the impact you can have there that will set up either that organization or the people there better than you found them? Second thing is use it as a stepping stone. What's the impact that I can do here that will help me get where I want to go? I think where people go wrong is they get so frustrated in these environments, expecting the environment to change. It's like being set down to AAA, and then you're upset that AAA is not major leagues, and you wait for the team to become a major league team. Well, that's not going to happen. The best thing you can do is try and support your teammates along the way, get them to be better, and make the most of your time there to set you up to go back to the major leagues.
Does that translate to doing your best work even when you're, maybe the company's fine, but you're just not happy for one reason or another? Can you sort of use the same approach?
You can. Let's say it's a great company, it's just not the right fit. So you just say, okay, well, what's the most I can get out of this? And so when I work with clients in that situation, I always counsel them to put a time limit on how long they want to stay there. Because without the time limit, they feel trapped. I'm going to be here forever. And that feels disempowering and it's frustrating and it's just not fun.
Putting a time limit could also make you just bide your time.
It can. But what I like about time limits is it gives healthy urgency, particularly when you're the one that's got to make that shift. You're going to move on to the next big thing and you want to do it in a year, but you better make the most of this. You know that the next big thing isn't just going to come knocking. It's incumbent on you to take some action.
That's Brandon Smith. He teaches about leadership, communication, and workplace culture at Emory University. He's here most weeks to explore issues in our work and careers. Thanks, Brandon.
Joshua, I'm looking forward to next week.